Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Notsay, and I'm so happy that you've tuned into the broadcast today. And I know that today's message by Brother Hardy is one that is certain to bless your soul. It is one of my favorite, and it is entitled, The Power of One Praying Man. This is a very timely message on the power of prayer. It's an exciting message and one that is certain to not only boost your faith, but that is to bless you and that is to inspire and encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to anoint your prayer life. So let's join Brother Hardy now for this beautiful message, The Power of One Praying Man.
Prayer will make you more powerful than an army of the enemy. You know, when you get in your prayer closet and pray, you know what happens? You cause the devil to stop attacking your loved ones and then send the demons to war against you because you're his enemy. Not by might nor by power. We're going to do it by the Spirit of the Lord. And the king of Syria recognized that. He recognized that Israel with their weaponry and armies couldn't defeat him. But he knew that the only one could defeat him was this one praying man. And his real enemy was a praying man. No wonder the devil hates when God's people pray. No wonder he tries to do everything he can to stop God's people from praying. Because he knows the real enemy is the saint that is praying. No wonder a few years ago, the devil raised up a bunch of his apostles with the message to send to the church and say to the Christian, you don't have to pray no more. Because the devil knows who his enemy is. It's the one praying saint that's in contact with God, that God can tell them all of the plots and plans of the enemy, and they can escape the traps and snares of the devil because they're in contact with God in prayer, and God is leading them and guiding them into all victory and all truth. If I was the devil, I would have done the same thing. I would have raised up an army of preachers and sent them out saying, you don't have to pray no more, because that's the true enemy of the devil and demons, is the one praying saint that's in contact with God, because God is the one that's going by his Spirit bring the victory. Well, I know when you pray, it's going to get tougher and severe because the enemy has sent his demons to try to stop you. But just as sure as he sent his demons, he had to release them from destroying your loved ones. Because when this king of Assyria sent his whole army, he had to pull them out from whatever campaign they were in. And it freed those people. Hallelujah. I don't mind the pressure, because when the enemy sends his demons to get me out of the prayer closet, I know that he's got to let them demons come from people that he's oppressing, my loved ones that he's oppressing. And while those demons and I are in combat in prayer, then God can send somebody and save my loved ones. I'm not going to let the devil get me out of my prayer closet. I know where the secret of power is. It's in prayer. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ had it. How many knows he had it when he walked on this face of the earth? And I know he was the Son of God, but the Bible said the characteristics of his life was he rose up early and tarried late in prayer, because prayer was the power of his life. And prayer will make you more powerful than a whole army. The prayer will stir up the devil and bring the enemy to you. But let's go on in the story. 14th verse again. In fact, let's get this 13th verse. Here the king said, my enemy is this one praying man. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I might send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city round about. I can see all the generals when the king said, Stop everything you're doing. Get your army and go down to Dothan. Oh, I can see them all scurrying around and getting their weapons of war ready. And I can see a bystander say, what are you doing? Said, we found out where our enemy is. Oh, where is your enemy? Where's that great host? Where's that great army that you're going to go after? Said, we found out where our enemy is. He's in Dothan. And we're going to take our great mighty army, all of our horses, all of our chariots, our great army, and we're going to go down there and we're going to capture our enemy, that one praying man. And the bystander looks, all this to get one praying man? I thought it was a great army arrayed. Honey, your prayers will make you like a great army. Your prayers will make you more powerful than the army of the enemy. And your prayers will bring your enemy to you. How are you going to know how to attack and destroy your enemy if you don't know where he's at? But Elisha prayed, and here come the enemy. Snuck in by night. All their army. I could see the TV commentator. And now the great armada of the great king of Syria with all of his generals with their medals dragging the ground have now encompassed the city of their enemy. And at dawn, they're going to launch a great attack, the Dothan Storm, to get that one great, powerful, praying man. So dawn comes, and the servant of Elisha goes out, I guess, to get the wood and water and fix the man of God's meal, 15th verse. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host, a mighty army, compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do, or what shall we do to escape this? And Elisha said, I'm going to just do what I've been doing. Said, I prayed and I brought the enemy to me. Now I'm going to pray and defeat him. See, that's what's the matter with a lot of God's children. They don't know what to do. They say, alas, when problems come. They say, woe is me, and throw up their hands and quit and let the enemy beat them to pieces. But, oh, not the man of God. Not the man that's in contact with God and knows there is no secret what God can do. Said, I'm just going to pray one more time. Said, you need to get your eyes open. Most God's people need to get their eyes open. When trouble comes, they need to get their eyes open, because God said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And lo, I am with you always in every circumstance. Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he, or Elisha, answered, fear not. Or only put it in the positive. Only believe. Have faith in God. He said, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now, if you look in the natural, that servant could have said, man of God, you done lost your mind. You flipped your lid. Said, the only ones that's here is me and you, and I'm really not with you. In this one. Said, and out there's a whole army. The whole Syrian army has conquered everybody. Horses and chariots and all the weapons of war. And you're telling me there's more with us? Me? You and not even me? Elijah said, I guess I got to use my secret weapon again. In the 17th verse, he said, and Elijah prayed. Don't quit. Just pray. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And I'm saying, oh God, open up your people's eyes that they might see that there is more for us than there is against us. So Elijah prayed to get the enemy there. And now he prays to open up his servant's eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots afar round about Elisha. The one that was in trouble was Syria, because they had the one praying man in front of them getting miracles from God, and then they had the army of the Lord and the chariots of fire and the horsemen behind them. How many say amen? And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed. In other words, when the Syrian army set their battle plan in operation and began to attack, Elijah prayed again. And what happened? And Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, Lord, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. He didn't faint when that mighty armada of Syria came rushing at him. And all he had in front was his servant who didn't believe. He prayed and said, God, smite this people with blindness. And God heard his prayer again and answered and smote them with blindness. Prayer will make you more powerful than your enemy. Prayer will make you more powerful than the armies of the enemy. Prayer will open up the eyes of God's people, and prayer will blind the eyes of the devil, if you please. Give him a clap offering.
Amen. What a powerful message by my father, Brother Hardy, the power of one praying man. Without controversy, the most vital spiritual weapon in all of Scripture in both Old and New Testaments is that of prayer. It is the most dynamic release of God's divine power on the planet. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." And you know, that's good news. As you read in the Greek text, you find out it's even more potent and more intense, because the Greek doesn't say avails much, that is, does a good job or brings good results, but rather it says prevails, and that means to conquer and override every and all opposition. Prayer is the catalyst that releases the hand of God to move in our behalf. Whenever God wants to move or to visit or to pour out his spirit or do any kind of work, he sets men to praying. And that's why our adversary Satan fights our prayer life so relentlessly. Now, we would like you to have a copy of this message, The Power of One Praying Man. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. We believe that it will inspire you to have a greater confidence in your prayer life. And when you order The Power of One Praying Man, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer. Now, this message will look into some of, not all of, but some of the hindrances that we may be facing why our prayers are not being answered. You will receive both of these messages if you write Brother Hardy and request The Power of One Praying Man and 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer, the Answered Prayer series. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Answered Prayer series. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.